The Crush 95.9 and 95.5. We are streaming at krsh.com. It is that time where we get lit every Tuesday morning. We have fun, upbeat chat with the talented authors of the Redwood Writers. And I'm joined here. We've been talking for quite a bit off air. Carl Cady, he's the author of Revenge of Nature. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here nice and early this morning. Appreciate it. Carl, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what Revenge of Nature is about.
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me, Mindy. I'm Carl Cady. I'm a poet, and I've been writing poetry for decades, mostly in my spare time. But I find great joy in working with words. Sometimes when I read poetry, even mine, I'm stunned by its beauty and its magic. I have three published books. My latest is Revenge of Nature, and I have two others in the pipeline. I started out with a master's in English, which for some reason morphed into a career in high-tech marketing and sales. And that's where I spent most of my career. When I retired, I moved from Silicon Valley to Sonoma County. But shortly after we moved here, COVID erupted. We were in lockdown. And there I was, isolated in my new home in a new city, and I decided, make the most of it, Carl. So I started writing full time.
Congratulations. We're glad you did. So you kind of touched on what inspired this book, but can you delve a little bit more into that and maybe some of the themes or contents and all that good stuff?
Well, Revenge of Nature is about nature's reaction to what man has done to it and how that's affecting us now. Over the last few years, we've experienced dramatic changes to our environment, our health, the natural world. It's a hot mess. And now it's kind of reached the point where we need to rescue ourselves and from what nature is now doing to us. But how do we do that? And I realized poetry could be a bridge. It could help people connect emotionally and rationally about climate change and nature, and to do this by sharing our common experiences and making them universal. And that's how my book, Revenge of Nature, was born. The poems in Revenge of Nature address these issues. Most of the poems are narratives. They tell stories. The book opens with a poem about a day in Sonoma County when there was neither darkness nor light. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was when the smoke from the campfire blaze in paradise swept in over us. I have a poem about a man living in the Mississippi Delta, sitting in a diner, looking out over the Mississippi, which he sees as cluttered, and trying to figure out how does he take care of the clutter in his own life. And there's a poem I get asked most about. It's a long poem that kind of profiles a family in the Pacific Northwest that were separated by wildfire. The husband is driving in search of his wife and family, and he picks up a woman walking down the center of the highway. She's wearing a bikini and no shoes. Her clothes have been literally burned off. Her skin is nearly black. He tells her that he'll take her to the hospital, but she's going to have to wait. He has to find his wife and family. The woman starts squirming about. He's kind of concerned about this. Finally, she turns to him and says, "I am your wife."
Oh.
He literally had not recognized her because of what had happened. And can we rescue ourselves from this mess? Yes. And in the process, we can make common cause with nature.
Well said. It's almost as if you were a writer. Carl, tell us, where can listeners find your book, and what's the best way for them to learn more about your work?
Well, first, I guess I should just say, you know, what inspired me? Is that okay if I cover that?
Please, yes.
Well, I was forced to leave my home in Santa Rosa during one of those fire scares. And one day, I heard clamor on the street. I go out to see what's going on. The neighborhood is bustling about, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I turned to the east, and there was a red orb of fire. So I go back to the house and quickly discover that our sector of town has been evacuated. So my wife and I, we get into our car, we drive over, we stay overnight with a friend a few miles away. And the next morning, I distinctly remember climbing on the hood of my car and with a broom and sweeping off ashes, burnt branches, and debris. And that was a wake-up call. And I knew I have to write about what's happening. And as far as where you can, that people can find my books and all that, you can find my book on Amazon, both as a paperback and an ebook. And it's also available from Copperfields and other bookstores. And if they don't have it in stock, they can order it. It's available that way. Or you can contact me directly if you want to buy it at kkatie@gmail.com. And if you want to get a kind of a closer sense of it, you can actually read some samples of my work on my blog. And that's at carlkatie@blogspot.com.
I'm going to jump in and say K-A-T-I-E, folks know this.
Carl with, two K's. Carl with a K,
Wonderful.
And you could, and go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you have any events or readings or anything coming up you want to mention.
Nothing in the near future.
Okay, will you let me know and I can announce it here?
I certainly will. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. I feel like there was something else you wanted to say. Did you? Was there something you wanted to cover or...
Oh, I just wanted to mention that thank you so much for bringing people from Redwood Writers in. And also, if people want to meet the writer in person, come to one of our meetings. That's a great opportunity. And if you're a writer yourself or thinking about becoming a writer, it's a great way to kind of make that initial move.
Wonderful. Carl, thank you so much for being here. Make sure you grab his book, Revenge of Nature. You're listening to The Crush.